Madam Clerk, if you could please call the roll. We do have a quorum. I would entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the November 21st meeting. We have a motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I would like everyone to stand and observe a moment of silence for Mr. Tony Bosich, who passed away on Monday, December 10th. Mr. Bosich, a U.S. Navy veteran, served as a Madison County board member for 24 years from 1974 until 1998. He also served as a precinct committeeman in precinct number 30 in Wood River. Our thoughts and prayers are with his family and friends. A moment of silence, please. Thank you. We do have some very good awards tonight, and I would like to invite forward all county board members from the Alton area and the Alton Middle School. And I don't think it's correct here. It says sixth grade, but I think we're talking about the seventh grade girls basketball team. So if you could please come forward. We're talking about state champions, so please come forward. I have here a resolution honoring the Alton Middle School 7th grade girls basketball team. Whereas the Alton Middle School 7th grade girls basketball team won the Illinois Elementary School Association Class 7-4A State Championship on December 6, 2018 in Bolingbrook, Illinois, and whereas Coach Jeff Harris led the Alton Junior Redbirds girls basketball team to a 24-0 season record, that means 24 wins and no losses, whereas the Alton Junior Redbirds team beat the Troy Middle School Trojans, so our Madison County Troy Middle School Trojans got second place, and you folks won 56-48 in the championship game to earn the state title, and whereas the Alton Junior Redbirds became the first team to capture a state crown in any sport at Alton Middle School, and whereas the Madison County Board recognizes the girls basketball team and Coach Jeff Harris for their hard work and commitment which brought the school and community this honor, now therefore be it resolved by the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, that it hereby recognizes Alton Middle School for an outstanding basketball season and for winning the Illinois Elementary School Association Class 7-4A State Championship in 7th grade girls basketball, adopted this 19th day of December 2018. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
First things first, thank you for having us. As far as the attendance of the entire team, I just want to apologize. With the start of the volleyball season for other coaches and other kids and all those things and the travel situation, quite a few couldn't come tonight. So I also made it optional. So therefore, the attendance of the entire team, I'll take the blame for that for the most part. Other than that, as far as what the girls accomplished this year, yeah, I mean, I'm at a loss for words. I'm not one to speak much, except when I'm yelling at them to do the right thing on the court. But for the most part, an acknowledgement and all these things, you know, I'm humble, I'm happy, I'm excited, and I really hope that we can keep this thing going. We had something special this year, but in my mind, this is just the beginning, and I hope that I get a chance, or we get a chance to see y'all again.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
We have a second proclamation this evening. We have a I would like the Alton County Board members to remain in the front here. This is a proclamation regarding the Alton YWCA celebrating a century. Yes, if you would please come down, those from the Alton YWCA. I hope I didn't say YMCA. I meant to say YWCA. So I'll start reading the proclamation. Whereas for the past century, the YWCA Alton has strengthened the foundation of the community through programs and services that empower women, eliminate racism, and promote peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. And whereas YWCA Alton officially organized in 1918, whereas the YWCA Alton's programming benefits residents of Madison County of all ages, from preschool to senior citizens, and whereas the YWCA Alton is governed by a local volunteer board of directors who generously give their time, money, and effort to promote the mission of the nonprofit organization, and whereas the YWCA Alton was the birthplace to community services and traditions to include opening the first adult daycare in Illinois, first organization in the city to provide Meals on Wheels, establishing Vintage Voices in coalition with Alton Little Theater, creating the first Spring Garden Tour in Alton, and recognizing women of distinction. And whereas Madison County recognizes the important role the YWCA Alton plays in providing community programs and services that support our youth, family, and adults, now therefore be it resolved that the County Board of Madison County, Illinois, recognizes the YWCA Alton's 100th anniversary and its board for the accomplishments and contributions provided throughout Madison County, adopted this 19th day of December 2018. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We also have an award for former County Board member Art Asadorian. I'd like Art to step forward. This is an award presented to Art Asadorian, Madison County Board Member, 2007 to 2018, in appreciation of your commitment and dedicated service to the citizens of Madison County. Art, would you like to say a few words?
Oh, you know I would.
Okay.
Thank you. You know, I was thinking about the first time I sat in that chair, in what I'm sure the chairman refers to as the beloved third row. All the thoughts that go through your mind about what can you do, how can you help, how can you make a difference. Don't forget that. Please, keep that in your mind all the time. Fight for what is just and what is right with an open mind on moving our county forward. Don't bicker over little things, bicker over major things. But don't give up the fight and make sure it's for a good cause. It's been an honor and a privilege serving this county for the past 10 years. Thank you.
Well, now for our speakers, is Mr. Dennis Wilmsmeyer in the audience?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Wilmsmeyer, if you could please come down, please take your time. And the rules here is that you have 3 minutes to speak, and that after, at the 2.5 minute mark, I will sound the gavel to let you know that you've got 30 minutes. You should feel free also, 30 seconds, that's correct. And at the end, you should feel free to leave your notes here for the county clerk to record if you choose to do that. So,
great. Thank you. And the chairman knows me, and I can take 30 minutes, so, but I won't do that tonight. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, county board members, guests here this evening. I'm here tonight to talk on behalf of Leadership Council Southwestern Illinois. You have on your agenda tonight a donation request to help fund Leadership Council Southwestern Illinois. For those that aren't aware of what the Leadership Council does, we're a 225-member organization in Madison and St. Clair County. We have some of the top CEOs in Madison County and St. Clair County that sit on the board and meet monthly to help drive policy and make some changes for the betterment of our communities. I just want to highlight maybe just four quick committees and what they're doing for Leadership Council and particularly for Madison County. First is Levy Issues Alliance. Everyone's aware of the levies and what's going on there with the sales tax that got put in place with the Flood Prevention District Council. Leadership Council has been fully supportive of this. They actually created a Levy Issues Alliance prior to all of this in order to highlight what was going on with FEMA. We've gotten a lot of groundwork and groundswell support early on before that tax actually passed and the work began. We continue to coordinate with the Corps of Engineers and keep them communicating with the Flood Prevention District Council to keep everyone on even keel. Yesterday, there was a major announcement of the Corps' $95 million that they've received to help fund, completely fund, the levy project, and we're looking forward to certification of the levies here next year. Our Southwestern Illinois Transportation Enhancement Committee, major to Madison County with all of the logistics and distribution, we have fully supported and work on this site committee to prioritize transportation projects for Madison County, working with the chairman and working with the chairman of St. Clair County as well. Bringing in projects such as, we believe, fully supporting the project, such as the new I-270 bridge with IDOT. We work very closely with the IDOT secretary and meet with them on a very regular basis in order to keep things going. Public policy, we tee up for our legislators some key issues that we believe are important to the Madison County citizens and Madison County businesses, and we bring those forth to them and push that forward. And finally, the other one I want to talk about is the Education Committee. So the Craft Your Future, Manufacture Your Future campaign, we have a great need for the trades here in Madison County. And this whole program has started, and we have now met with over 5,000 area high school age students to talk about the trades and what's going on in the trade business. And with that, I'll end, but again, I do ask for your support here for this this donation to Leadership Council. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wolmsmeyer. Is Carrie Neary in the audience? If you could please come down and please take your time. Again, 3 minutes.
Thank you. I don't think I'll need the full 3 minutes, but I'm Carrie Neary on behalf of Summit Regenerity, and tonight before you, you have a number of solar projects that are coming forward for approval. And I just wanted to thank you for your time and consideration of these projects. They're clean, good projects. They're bringing jobs and revenue and low-cost clean energy to the residents of Madison County, and I'm really excited about them. In addition, the land will go back to farmland as it is today, the end of the useful life. These will have no long-term impacts and really will bring benefits to the entire community. Summit Ridge's Energy's approach to development is to work collectively and collaboratively with the communities. And on two of the projects presented before you tonight, we want to continue to work with the communities. In fact, I'm going to be stepping out right after this 3 minutes to go to the Village of St. Jacob. I've been invited to come and talk to them about the project that's in the village a bit more and to explain some of the benefits and address some of their concerns. So what we're asking is for two of the projects, 74 and 82, to possibly be tabled and reconsidered at planning and development so that we can continue to work with the communities and get to a successful project that works for everybody so that the community members can also share in some of the benefits of the project and that they're comfortable with them. Thank you.
Thank you. Is Mr. Tad Armstrong in the audience? Mr. Armstrong, take your time.
That was easier to do at age 25. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is Tad Armstrong. I'm pleased to be in front of this body tonight and very proud to say that I represent Grandview Farm Limited Partnership, which in essence is Dr. Bill Drake, in support of the Summit Ridge proposals. While Dr. Drake is not technically the applicant, he does stand to gain remuneration in the future for the projects that are approved, but he has an exceptional interest in these projects, in particular St. Jacob and Hamel and, well, all of them, in that he's proud to be a part of a new industry that is clean energy, reduces our reliance as a nation on oil, provides employment for the area and an increase in the tax base. And he's excited about that because it seems to be like a win-win, especially in a time in Illinois when business seems to be departing, that it would be a shame to turn down this new innovative business that is clean. And he just wants that to be known and appreciates your consideration in that regard.
Thank you. Now, if we could move on to the appointments, I would entertain a motion to bring in all three appointments. Do I have a motion?
Motion to separate.
Motion to separate all three, Mr.
Yes.
Parkinson?
Yes.
Okay. Let's begin with the Madison County Animal Care and Control. Do I have a motion for that appointment?
So moved.
Second. Thank you. Any discussion? This is the appointment of Dr. Adam Ohms. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Let's move on to number two. Thank you. This is the Metro East Sanitary District. I could have a motion to appoint Mr. Charles Brenza reappoint Mr. Brenza to a new 5-year term.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Any discussion?
Yes,
Ms. Glasper.
Board Chairman Crisper and my fellow board members, it is with a great deal of concern that I must speak on the issue of the MESD board's appointment. On behalf of the residents of Madison, Venice, and those here in the Lansdowne community, I object to this appointment not being one that would be representative of the aforementioned community. Nothing personal against Mr. Branson, but as a member of the board that voted to raise fees and impose higher rates on the residents using the service of MESD, a great number of them being seniors on fixed incomes, my first instinct never led me to vote against this appointment. I don't want to appear a renegade, but I cannot, on behalf of my residents, vote for this appointment. However, it is my hope and that of the residents that I serve that you, Mr. Chairman, would take a close look at placing someone from the Madison-Venice communities on this board, realizing that a one-person vote on the MESD board, as well as my vote here, may or may not change the final outcome. It would surely be representative of the needs of the community.
Thank you, Ms. Glasper. Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
I'd like to share Ms. Glasper's view on this. I followed the MESD votes fairly closely. This board with Mr. Brenz on it, who, again, I don't really know Mr. Brenz. I'm sure he's a nice guy. They've cut their meetings from 2 meetings a month to 1. He voted to implement an illegal tax on the residents in the Lansdowne area, which Ms. Glasper represents, that had to be defeated in court. At the same time, he voted to put a 32% tax rate increase in the same area. He still takes insurance, which Mr. McCray has spoke against many times. He's a part-time employee. He, I believe, makes about the same as a county board member and still takes insurance. They claim that they have a net position that's increased in 2017, but the majority of that money came from a time when they were pumping raw sewage into the river while still charging the same people that she talks about and never refunded that money. The I believe it was approximately 300,000 pounds of raw sewage into the river. He voted to give Steve Adler a contract down there, a three-year contract that's guaranteed, a guaranteed contract. Even if he is terminated, he'll still get paid by our taxpayer dollars. That includes insurance for that time. The money that they claim that they've got into the black on in the year 2017 doesn't reflect what the recent arbitrator ruling is going to show and how much that's going to cost for the people that they laid off improperly and brought people in to do their jobs, which right now I believe is approaching almost $200,000. So these figures that you're being told don't reflect the accurate numbers. And I strongly urge you to reconsider this and put somebody in that's going to respect the voters in that area and look out for their taxpayer dollars, because this board has not done that.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to speak on this issue?
Chairman?
Yes, Mr. McCray.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I appreciate Mr. Parkinson bringing up the insurance issue. I did talk with Mr. Brenza about this, and his explanation to me, and which seemed plausible in the my experience with other boards, was that the group includes everyone that the group includes. And so either everyone participates or, you know, the group isn't insured. It's an all-or-nothing type of deal that I believe was negotiated with the Teamsters, according to my information from Mr. Brenza, and that it can't be remedied until 2020. Now, I think we should hold everybody, him and the other two members that we employ from Madison County, to that same standard, that they will, remove them. It's just that they all be removed from that group. But that was his explanation to me, and it seemed reasonable. So
very good. Would anyone else like to speak? Any other new person? Mr. Parkinson, I think you consumed about 3 minutes of your time.
I'd like to follow up according to the rules of the rules. I can.
Would anyone else like to speak? Okay, if you could keep it short, we'd like to keep the meeting moving forward. I disagree with a number of things you said, but I really want to get through the meeting.
That's outstanding that you disagree. It's amazing to me that somebody can say that they can't get out of an insurance group. You simply tell them that I don't need it anymore and I don't want it. These are taxpayer dollars we're talking about, and I just want everybody here to know that you're voting for a part-time employee in Madison County getting paid the same amount as you that's getting insurance stipend for that. And I want all the voters to pay attention to that's what you're voting for tonight, along with all this other stuff that I read to you.
Yes. No, if I don't hear any further discussion, I'd like to call a roll call. Roll call on this appointment. Motion carries. Let's moving on to the Madison County Transit District. I would entertain a motion to appoint Chris Guy as a county board member to a four-year term, replacing county board member Bruce Malone.
I have a question.
Let's wait and first get it on the floor. We have a motion. A second?
Second.
We have a second? Yes. Any discussion, Mr. Parkinson?
I do. It was brought to my attention earlier today by the state's attorney that there may be a conflict with that appointment. And I believe Doug had a phone conversation with our state's attorney. And I think, do you have some information on that you can share with everybody? Doug, I was talking to her.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Mr. Gibbons, right before the meeting, called me and I talked to him. He said it was an issue that can be totally remedied. After talking to State's Attorney Gibbons briefly and talking with Kurt and some other folks, it seems like it's something that could be also remedied very quickly. And some people with some other insight may want to speak to the issue. I think, Kurt, you have a high understanding.
If I could just summarize it, and Mr. Guy has also done research. This issue came up about several weeks ago, and it's remedied by either Mr. Guy taking no compensation if he's on the Madison County Transit Board, which he's willing to do, or B, if it would just merely come out of a different fund. And so it's remedied in one of two ways. Mr. Guy's perfectly willing to serve at no compensation. So that's kind of
I don't know that that's illegal to not take pay.
I believe it is legal.
But if I could hear from Ms. Cook there, who I was really asking, Ms. Adavers Cook.
If I may. The way the structure, the way the board is written, it shall pay the employees. And so it is the opinion of the state's attorney's office that Mr. Guy doesn't have the ability to waive that. Even if he did have the ability to waive that, the issue isn't the salary. The issue is that as a state employee, he cannot take compensation from state funds. And so compensation isn't just your salary. It's any monetary thing. Something as simple, and I realize this is a sort of illogical example, but I want to take it to the nth degree. You know, if they provide soda that's paid for out of their budget and he's drinking them at every meeting, that is a monetary value that somebody could say has a perception of impropriety. All we are suggesting is simply to wait a month. We can clear up the appearance of the impropriety. So there's no need to not have Mr. Guy serve on the board. We simply need to clear up the improprieties. And there's a couple of things that have to happen in order. Just one second, I'm sorry. There's a couple of things that need to happen in order for that to happen. If you vote today to put him in office or to put him on that board, arguably you are creating the problem because he doesn't have the ability to sit on this board until some other steps are taken.
Would it be acceptable to amend the motion today to have the vote, but make it official on the date after that matter is cleared up?
Absolutely. It won't work if he's appointed prior to these. There's going to be some resolutions, potentially some things that have to happen. Again, it's not that it's an unfixable issue at all. It's just that there are some steps that have to be taken.
So it could be amended and voted on the date, but the effective date.
I don't think an appointment can be amended, and I think this is my appointment to make, and I'll put it up for a vote. Thank you.
You certainly can,
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chapman.
I think that Mr. Guy is an excellent candidate. He has all the qualities and experience that we need for this particular job. I would hate us to walk into a minefield of legalities because we weren't willing to wait a month to put him on that job. I think actually it could be seen by some that the state's attorney isn't really trying to help us, but I think that they really are. I would prefer to vote on him when there's absolutely no anything that could go against him sitting on that board. I think he's the man we need, and I'm hoping that we can wait rather than have a giant legal brouhaha, which I would love to avoid that.
Well, the law on the MCT says talk about shall pay. It doesn't say anything about Mr. Guy shall accept. You know, if someone wants to give me money, I don't have to accept it. I don't have to accept
That's
money
right.
from anybody.
Mr. Chairman, I would like to say a few words.
If I may, one last point. When I was thinking of not taking a salary for this job, I was told by my tax expert that, okay, you don't have to take the salary, but you will be taxed as if you got it. And I don't know if that applies in this case or not. I think we need to be very careful here lest we walk into things that we don't understand as non-legal lay people or not understanding taxes fully.
Mr. Chairman,
I'd like to reiterate, we can fix it. It's not about Mr. Guy. It's simply the process. We just have to fix the process. Any state employee that sits on that board would have the same issue. So we just need a little bit of time to fix the process. It's not about Mr. Guy.
I'd like to make a motion to postpone until next month's meeting.
Second.
We have a motion to postpone. Let's have a vote. Roll call. Motion to postpone. Postponed until the next meeting. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Malone.
May I speak to this? I talked to Mr. Guy last night, and I think he's a fine candidate. But I expressed my concern with him, as I also expressed with you, that in making this appointment, no one from the Riverbend area will be on that board. And the Riverbend area is one of the highest ridership areas. So I would ask you to consider in the future that you consider placing someone on that board that will represent the Riverbend. I know you talked about it. Mr. Guy said, well, we could represent the whole county. But historically, there's been somebody from the Riverbend, if not Alton itself, on that board for several, several years.
Since my name is brought up in bait, I would like to address a few things for a moment.
I'm sorry, who's speaking? Oh, Mr. Guy.
Yeah, so I, with my job for the past 10 years with the House Republican Caucus, we take ethics very serious, and so do I as an elected official, which is why on November 30th, I received an email from Jerry Kane bringing this up to me, and I appreciate he brought this statute up to me. So I brought it forward to my ethics attorney with my employer, with the Illinois House Republican Caucus, and I was told that I can indeed receive compensation as long as I receive compensation from a different fund, and I would need a letter from MCT stating that fact. So, for example, MCT takes in $28 million. That's their budget, $28 million. $16 million from the state, $12 million in revenue elsewhere. So as long as my compensation is paid from a different fund. And to address the geography, I'm elected by constituents in my district in Maryville, Glencarbon, Collinsville, but I will represent the entire county. I'd be honored to serve you on the MCT board. And I've spoke with many of you here, majority of you here, and I appreciate your support. And I don't take ethics lightly, and I appreciate your support.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Walters.
To the state's attorney's office, will you work with the chairman and MCT so by next month this is resolved so we don't have any more confusion?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And what I was told, and to help you with that, is that they're going to hold a special meeting to get it taken care of right away and clean it up so there is no issue.
Yeah, that's the intention, for there to be a special meeting.
If we could now, Mr. Walters, if you would please... on behalf of the Executive Committee, bring in the resolution concerning wages for non-bargaining unit employees.
Yes, the executive meeting, we just had a meeting, and this would give non-union employees a raise of 2.25%, and it did pass. It was not unanimous. I do not have the numbers. I know there was three no votes present, and the rest were all yeses.
Yes, we do. Do I have a second?
Second.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Walters.
I'm just asking for an aye vote.
I have a question.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Parkinson.
So I think that this includes some things that weren't included in the budget that was passed by the Finance Committee. I attended almost every one of those meetings, and I think it was their intent that that Doug and a few others weren't getting a pay increase, and that John Thompson's position wasn't funded. And now
I don't think it's appropriate to be speaking in terms of employees. I think that was one of the mistakes that was made in the Finance Committee. Had I been presiding that committee at the time, I would have called
I'm just repeating what was done in the Finance Committee meeting.
Well, I don't think that's the wisest thing, because I think that was
so there was a position that wasn't funded in the Finance Committee when this budget was talked about, and now money's been taken out of the employee health insurance fund and the legal fees fund to pay those things. And I really want to caution everybody on that, because we're really in dire straits here. And in that Finance Committee meeting, it was talked about how tough the next budget's going to be. And now we've already dipped into things for the future. And one of the funds that we talked about explicitly was the employee insurance fund, and how tight that was going to be. So this is a deviation from what was voted on in the Finance Committee, and I think everybody's on a slippery slope here. And the way this was written, I guess Doug wrote this, was the way it was written, it's kind of selfish of Doug to tie his own pay raise to those other employees.
First of all, Mr. Parkinson,
I'm not done talking, Doug.
Well, I'm just going to let you
I'm not give done it. Talking. Please don't interrupt me.
I didn't write that.
Please don't interrupt me. Okay, so Doug didn't write it, but somebody in the administration wrote it.
and it ties his pay raise to everybody else's. So he's basically holding everybody in this county hostage for their vote, for their pay raise of 2.25%. That was after he tried to slip in the budget himself a raise for 2.5 that was taken out. It's a fact. So here he is again trying to slip that
in. Mr. Parkin said I never put in a 2.5% raise.
I encourage you not to vote for that. It was in there, Doug.
Any other discussion? From county board members, any discussion? Yes. Mr. Petrello.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to hear some comments from Rick Fasson on this particular issue.
Okay, Mr. Fasson.
Which I'll repeat again is under criminal investigation. And so that clears up. I don't think they deserve a raise. I'm going to be honest.
Any other discussion? Yes, Mr. Michael.
Thank you. I didn't say anything during the executive committee meeting about this because I was thinking, and then I spoke with Mr. Pollard in between to try to refresh my memory. And I'm a little uncertain because my memory is slightly different than Mr. Fasson and Mr. Parkinson, but right in the ballpark. That the original raises, I think, for non-union members was going to be 2.5, and we knocked it down to 2.25 for non-union members. The rank and file, which I believe when we passed the budget, we were all good on as a finance
this
committee.
This is regarding the union contract?
The non-union, folks. The non-union rank and file was 2.25, but we said, and this is where my memory is different, that appointed officials, the appointed department heads, not administration, which I think is technically something different, the department heads, like the elected officials, were not to get raises. We said they're kind of like political figures, and just like the elected officials aren't getting raises, I thought we were saying we were going to treat them the same for this year. That's my recollection. That's why I voted no. It's not because I'm not against, or it's not because I'm against raises for the rank and file. It's because I'm a little, quite frankly, uncertain about, do we mean all department heads, the administration, or what? But it is my recollection that we meant the appointed officials, the appointed department heads, not administration, which is slightly different.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Ms. Kuhn.
I have a question, and I have to ask Rick this. As I recall, and I agree with what David's saying, I'm for a raise for the non-union employees. But as I recall, for instance, whenever Joe Parenti was administrator, that was all separated, wasn't it?
Rick? No.
No?
I have the resolutions from past years, and the most recent resolution was passed in July of 2016. It passed, and it was to increase non-union employees. That's all, just non-union employees, all non-union employees, by 2.25%. This resolution was passed July 20th of 2016 for 2 years, for fiscal year 2017 and 2018. If we go back to December of 2015, again, 2.25% for, and again, it was very simple, non-union employees. If we go back even further in history, January of 2015, again, non-union employees. And so, you know, this seems to be the way things have been done in the past. I will say that in the executive committee meeting, we did have a fruitful discussion regarding merit increases, which we're looking to involve into the future. And the personnel committee is doing an outstanding job. Mr. Wesley spoke about that. Ms. Harris talked about that in terms of the future. So this may be the last time that we'll ever see a resolution that would be this much, but this has been the tradition and, frankly, I should say the expectation of the non-union employees is that they would be treated the same as the union employees.
I agree with that, but wasn't it wasn't separate it where the administration, like Joe Parenti, for instance, I thought his was stated separately.
No, I can show you where it just says non-union employees. Okay? Yes, Mr. Chapman.
Yes, sir. Again, there is a document that reads, the county board chairman will set these. Reads, the salaries of all appointed officials and department heads shall be set by the county board. It's us. Recommendations may come from the appropriate oversight committee and county board chairman and then shall be reviewed by the personnel and finance committees prior to being recommended to and acted by the full board. I believe we did that. My memory is very similar to Mr. Michaels. I don't want to say that anybody else's raises are being held hostage by recommending someone else's, but certainly, given my understanding, Mr. Michaels' understanding, I could see where somebody might get there. We're not using merit here, and I understand that that's in the personnel committee. We're not really doing merit here. And in addition to the annual increase determined by the county board in lieu of a step plan system in place for union and non-union, department heads and appointed officials shall be eligible biennially up to a 3% merit increase in salary. And every 2 years thereafter, the increase will be based on a review by the county board chairman in meeting major work objectives and goals. Again, I would have very much liked to see executive staff come to us and let us know the various goals that have been accomplished by department heads and or executive staff before voting on raises. And again, it was my understanding that everybody on the executive staff was not to be included. Now, I abstained in the executive council because of this. Mr. Michael apparently voted negatively. That's all I can say is we need to move towards merit and things need to be explained to people as to why people get raises. Otherwise, it's automatic and it just looks like you're throwing people money every 2 years. And that, to me, is unacceptable in the future.
Any additional comments? Yes, Mr. Jones?
Yeah, I know you say it's past practice that we've done this, but in the budget, from what Mr. Michael said, it's not what we planned. And if there is going to be a discrepancy in what we planned and what we're going to spend, I mean, is how much money are we talking about? How much extra money that we didn't plan for the budget?
I just wanted to say that it's my understanding that that this is in the budget, that this increase is within the budget. Yes, Mr. Petrillo? Yes.
Aside from what everything has been already said and mentioned, Mr. Chairman, I'm going to vote no for this because one of the concerns and, quite frankly, one of the pet peeves I guess I had is when we took away $80,000 away from our history and our museum, which I personally thought that was wrong to take that much money. So I'm going to vote no based on what has already been said and also based on that.
Any other discussion? Yes, Mr. Parkinson?
So you said it is budgeted, but you took it out of the employee insurance fund and the legal fees, correct? And I have a follow-up. Because it was not budgeted. That was not in the budget. Is Jennifer Zelzer here?
Yes.
Ms. Zelzer.
Ms. Zelzer,
was that
in
the budget that was passed by the Finance Committee? So has everything I said here been accurate as far as the budget that was passed by the Finance Committee?
Yes, Ms. Harris?
At one point, I had heard that this group of individuals is a class and that we are not allowed to pull people out of that. Can they weigh in on the legality? Has anyone else heard that law?
I've also heard that.
Ms. Cook?
One, I would need to see the contracts. I mean, I haven't seen those, so I'm not sure. But generally, union employees are a class. the administration itself, I don't know that they are considered legally a class. You can individually, as they were talking about, go to a merit-based system, which would treat people differently. So if we're able to go to a merit-based system to treat people differently, logic would mean that we could treat them differently. The caveat to that is I have not seen particular contracts or anything that goes with it.
I'll make a motion to postpone this vote.
I have been told that if we do that, if we pull out certain people, we are opening ourselves up to many lawsuits.
It's my understanding, excuse me, Mr. Parkinson, it's also my understanding that especially when you're talking about hourly employees, especially.
I made a motion to postpone this vote until next month where all these matters are cleared up and legal opinions are brought forward and the minutes from the Finance Committee are studied to show that what I'm saying is accurate.
We do have a motion to postpone. I want to just let the county board know that increases will not go into effect. Of course, here we are several days before Christmas. Increases will not go into effect until the county board votes on this.
Will it be retroactive?
I believe it will be, yes. If it's voted, if it's passed. And so we do have a motion to – yes, Mr. Wesley, would you like to speak on this?
Yes, I was just going to say it will only be retroactive if this body makes that a part of the resolution.
Yes.
But correct. The new resolution would have to be.
Yes. But also, when we discussed this in the past, we had no intention whatsoever of not getting the non-union employees a raise.
Correct.
It was absolutely put in the discussion, and I didn't study the budget during those meetings because I was not in those meetings. But I was under the impression it was going into the budget, and it is in the budget.
There was a discussion of giving the non-union employees a 0% raise. That was discussed.
It was not our intention to do that.
Yes.
Our intention was to give those non-union employees a 2.25% increase.
Yeah, it's just
a question.
Okay. If we could, I understand it's not debatable on a motion to postpone, so I did want to just clarify that everyone should know that the raise will not go into effect, and so I would like to have a roll call vote on the motion to postpone this.
Mr. Chairman, is it possible that I could amend the motion on the floor?
No. We have a motion to postpone this resolution. Roll call. This motion carries. Mr. Moore, on behalf of the Finance Committee, would you please bring in the items?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Members of the board, the Finance Committee has seven items to talk about tonight. The first item is the summary report of claims and transfers that was briefed to our committee by the auditor at our last meeting, which passed 7 yes, 0 no. Item number two, 3, and 4 are emergency appropriations. Now, these appropriations, the reason why they're on the list is they came in after the budget was adopted on November 21st, so we're asking to put these money into the appropriate budget. The first one is emergency appropriation for the sheriff's video downlink install, which is $105,000 to purchase and install a video downlink receiver, antenna, and related equipment to be purchased. The second appropriation for emergency appropriation is the health department, the IBCC grant for $118,230, which is the Illinois Breast and Cervical Cancer Early Detection Program. And the next and final emergency appropriation is for Healing Heroes Veteran Drug Court Treatment Grant for $502,058 for the purpose of enhancing drug court capacity. The next three items are resolutions, the first one being the Southwestern Illinois Flood Prevention District Council and Madison County Flood Prevention District Fiscal Year 2019 Budget and Annual Report. We had the president of Southwestern Illinois Flood Prevention District come to us and brief us, and we approved his budget there. The last two items that are resolutions are for bonds, first one being for the county clerk, the second one being for the treasurer and collector. This is a state statute that requires these two elected officials upon election or reelection to have a bond in place in case something goes awry and Madison County could be held liable. The first one for the county clerk is for $30,000, and the second one for the treasurer is for $1 million. I move that the board approve the Finance and Government Operation Committee recommendations. All these votes were unanimous, 7-0. Please ask you to vote yes for items 1 through 7.
We do have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Michael, on behalf of the Grants Committee, could you please bring in the items on my agenda, D and E?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Can we separate E2, please?
Yes. You want to separate D2? E2. Very good.
Excellent. Mr. Chairman, fellow board members, your Grants Committee has three items in front of you this evening. Item D1 is a resolution authorizing a public safety loan to the Village of Maryville. And item E1 is a resolution authorizing a special service contract with the National Development Council. And I would move for their adoption.
I have a question.
We have a second. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Yes.
Are these a public safety loan? Is this for the purchase of radios for a fire department?
Police department.
A police department?
Police, yeah.
And are they purchasing 800 megahertz, or what are they purchasing?
I do believe they are. I cannot remember off the top of my head, though.
Well, from all the policemen around, whoever came up with this idea to purchase those for them, most law enforcement will appreciate that. And whatever board member came up with that and did that, thank you.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Michael, if you could please bring
you,
in
Mr.
E2.
Chairman. And finally, we have item E2 from the Grants and Finance and Government Operations Committee. And this is a resolution authorizing a one-year contract between Madison County and the Leadership Council of Southwestern Illinois. And I also would move for its adoption.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
I'd like
Mr. Gray.
To make an amendment to the motion, reducing the $30,000 payment to $1,900. This would give us a full-year membership. We receive the same services. I think making donations to a particular group might not be in the best interest of taxpayers.
Any additional discussions?
Second.
We have a second on that. Any discussion on the amendment?
Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Michael.
No, I would caution against that and urge my colleagues to vote against that. One, there's two ways to think about this and kind of opposite ends of the spectrum. One is to view it as a membership, as in your gym membership. So you look at it in more of a selfish way. What do I get out of it? And the other way is to look at it, as Mr. Wilmsmeyer kind of spoke, as a donation or what we would call a grant. And I think it's more important to view it in light of a grant, to where we are participating in a group of leaders in our community, and it's very evident that it's important to them that we be part of this group, and it's important for our community's development. That's why this is under community development. The other key issue here is, even if we were not to continue funding them at this level, which we have historically in the past every year, it does nothing to actually save property tax dollars. This is paid out of the UDAG fund. So that money that we loan out, like to the Village of Maryville, we get interest on that. And that money that we get interest on, we use to help support great groups like the Southwestern Illinois Leadership Council. I think those are two very important factors to recognize before placing a vote. Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. In addition to that, what Mr. Michael said, that the amount we paid, $30,000, also buys us two seats on the board, one for the chairman and one for Mr. Tony Furman, who gives Madison County a voice with the business leaders throughout Madison County. Every make and type of business that's in this area. They know all the business leaders, and those business leaders come to these meetings, and our representation then, by paying the full amount, allows us a voice at those meetings every month. So I think that's something to think about, too.
Yes, Mr. Minner?
Can I hear the amendment, please?
The amendment is to essentially to reduce the support, and I want to emphasize this as support from $30,000 that was approved unanimously by the Grants Committee to how much, Mr. Gray?
$1,900, which would be the price of a full year's membership.
Yes. Mr. Parkinson?
I have a comment, and then I have a question. The first comment is these are tax dollars we're spending because these are loans to cities who are then repaying them with interest that is paid by tax dollars. So they are, in fact, tax dollars that are being spent for this at $30,000. With that said, I have a question as to what exactly is the difference if we pay $30,000 or what's being proposed here? What is the difference in that lower membership compared to the upper membership other than just two people sitting on the board? And secondly, in that question is, why don't we have somebody from community development sitting on that board?
Yes, Mr. Wesley.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. While generally speaking, I would agree with Mr. Gray's assessment, I want to actually, if I were to support this resolution in full, I would ask that the administration give us a full and complete detailed report of the advantages of a $30,000 membership at the end of 2019, so we can know going forward we've either spent money wisely or we'll know what direction to go to in 2020. Now, I would be willing to support that if I could get a commitment from the administration to give us a detailed report.
Agreed. Mr. Malone?
I feel like deja vu all over again. I was the one who tabled this months ago because of Mr. Gray's concern. Based on comments from some of the staff, the Grants Committee hashed this over and over and over again, looking at the same things that Mr. Gray looked at. And then at the last meeting, the chairman spoke, several other people spoke who were with the Leadership Council, and convinced us that we should fund this, which we had for years and years. Since I've been on the committee, we always funded it. And what Mr. Wesley is saying is exactly what I said and others said in the committee. We're going to put your feet to the fire. We want to see what the results are. They gave us many papers that said what they've done in the past, and I said and others said that we'd like to see people from community development on that committee. So I hope that's what happens if this passes tonight, because since I voted for it after taking it off the table, I'm going to support it tonight. But I understand Mr. Gray's concerns, because these are the same things we discussed and discussed and discussed and discussed.
Yes, Ms. Gorman.
Yeah, I'm in agreement. We have discussed this on and off for quite some time and come full circle. And I think the question comes down, do we want to invest in the communities that we're in? I do agree that when we talk about the term membership, it's not like a gym membership. This is really an investment in the communities, and I am in full support of it.
Mr. Chapman.
Yes, sir. I think it's important we have those two seats at the table. It's very, very important. You can sit at the table and not contribute $30,000 and then see how far your voice goes.
I understand we have at least that. So,
you have over 200 major industries in this community contributing almost $400,000 to the welfare of this. If you look at recent history since the Great Recession, the areas that are doing the best in the Midwest are the ones who support one another regionally with groups like this. They are bringing jobs, businesses, and industry to their area, and the one lagging behind, or the one state lagging behind because it doesn't appear to have business sense, is Illinois. Everybody else is doing better than us, and they're doing us on this regional concept. So I'm wholeheartedly supporting this vote, with the caveat of Ray and some my other colleagues that we get a report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chapman. Ms. Kuhn?
Yes, I agree with Bruce and Ann and what they were saying, and I understand where Dalton's coming from too, but we had supported it in the past. And when Bruce, when this all became such a big discussion, we all started thinking, is it necessary? The way I understood this when I left the safety committee meeting is that there will be you and Trudy and I forget who else, but there will be three people representing Madison County. So I will support it now.
Thank you, Mr. Hankins.
Mr. Chairman, I went and met with Ms. Sauget. Did a lot of research on this in the last week. Talked to people that were on the board 25 years ago. They bring a lot of money back for us, bridges, highways, everything. It's just, this is a really important group to be a part of, to have a seat at the table. I urge my colleagues to vote no on the amendment and vote for $30,000.
Yes, Ms. I'm sorry, Mr. Goggin? Yes.
Yes. When I look at the resolution, it says that this is for the contract is going to be through April of 2019. So are we going to see another resolution to spend another $30,000 in May?
Actually, this was more or less, and if you look in the past, there has been a support of $30,000 per year. If you go back to, I think, 2012, there was an additional support of $50,000 because of work that was done to essentially defend the Scott Air Force Base. So that was even more than the $30,000 per year. This is for, it's my understanding, more or less 2018, more or less. Yes, Ms. Harris.
I believe we do actually have three seats on this board as well. We would be remiss to not mention Dr. Deibler currently sits on the board as well as the chairman and then the extra seat.
Yes.
We've only been talking about two.
Any additional discussion?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Mr. McRae.
Yeah, in the 8 years that I've been on the county board, and I spent six of that on the grants committee, and I questioned a lot of these expenditures, and I take my hat off to Mr. Gray for questioning as well. But you invited me to attend for the first time. I was able to attend one a couple months ago. And I will say that I was very impressed by your engagement with that entire group. They all knew you. You were definitely working the room. I was able to be introduced to people from IDOT and from and one of the takeaways that I had was the Colonel of Scott Air Force Base said that in her presentation that a lot of people don't know how to do business with the government. And so they host a vendor day, and I brought this up at our Buildings Committee meeting. They host a vendor day to invite vendors to come in to take away any challenges that they, you know, they want to hear from them, and I think we should do the same thing here. But that was one thing, a pearl of wisdom, I think, that I took away from that meeting and only having attended it one time. So I'm in full support of the $30,000, but I would like an annual report as well as Mr. Wesley was saying.
Yes. Mr. Wesley?
Yes. I just want to remind everybody as we start the vote that this is the amendment we're voting on, and a no vote on this amendment would take us back to the original resolution.
That's right. I do want to underline a couple of things that Mr. Michael mentioned, and that is that this is not using property tax dollars. So if the amount is lowered of support, and this is not like a gym membership, I totally agree. This is support. And frankly, there's no limit on the number of county board members that we can invite to these meetings. That's not what we're talking about. It's not about limiting the people in Madison County. There are various committees of the Southwest Illinois Leadership Council. But I also want to talk about where does this money come from? This is UDAG money, which we have a fund of more than $6 million, which is to be used for economic development. So if you think you're saving money that's going to reduce property taxes, that's not going to happen here. This is a separate fund of UDAG money, which is specifically purposed for economic development, which is exactly what we received from the Southwest Illinois Leadership Council. So with that said, just clearly, we're going to have a roll call vote on a motion to amend, on an amendment to reduce the support. Do we have a second? Do we have a second on this?
Second.
No, on the motion to, on the amendment.
Yeah.
Second. We have to have a second.
Okay. Mr. Goggin, I believe, did second. Okay. So it was a motion. It was an amendment from Mr. It was a motion from Mr. Gray to amend the support, seconded by Mr. Goggin, to reduce this. Well, this is an amendment to reduce the support from 30,000 to under 2,000. So that's what we're voting on. If the motion fails, we go back to the original motion. So is everyone clear on that? Okay. Roll call.
Battery after Deb, I might need that.
Motion fails. We're back to the original motion. Any discussion? The original motion was to support for this time period at 30,000 per year. So roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Madison, on behalf of the Planning and Development Committee, could you please bring forward the various resolutions?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Fellow board members, the Planning and Development Committee has three zoning issues for your consideration. I am separating out item Z18-0074 as requested by the previous speaker. And I am separating out item Z180082, which is a St. Jacob solar issue. The 74 issue is a Hamel solar issue. So on zoning resolution Z18-0070, 73, 75, 76, 77, 78, 71, 79, and 8-0, I move for their adoption.
Second. It's two for being separated.
Did you include 7-6?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So any discussion on those resolutions? Hearing none? Do we have a motion and a second? Hearing none, roll call.
7-4 and 8-2.
Motion carries. Mr. Madison.
Item Z18-0074, which is it's the exact same solar issue on the south side of Hamel along just north of 157, adjacent to Highway 157 in Hamel. There was some opposition from some local residents there, but since it has been asked by the speaker and the group to postpone it, I will put that up for a vote.
So that there's been a request to postpone
it? Yes, motion to postpone item Z180074.
So you're making a motion to postpone that until the next meeting?
Until the January County Board meeting, yes.
Okay. Yes, we have a second. Any discussion? Yes, Mr. Chapman?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Sorry. No one who came to the Planning and Development Committee was for this. Afterwards, I received a call from the solar company saying that the mayor was for it, and I immediately called the mayor and I said, is that true that you guys are for this? And he said, nope, I'm definitely not for it, nor are the people of Hamel for this. And so I'm against postponements. I think we should defeat postponement. And I think we should uphold the denial based upon the people of my district's wishes.
Any other?
Also, add that I failed to mention that the committee denied this issue. So a vote to We voted to deny it.
Okay, so we have a motion to postpone. Any additional discussion?
There's no discussion.
Yes, Mr. Petrillo.
Chairman, I'd like to ask Mr. Madison for a point of clarity on this. On 0074, was that not the property that they had made a decision that they wanted to locate it in a different spot than what originally was planned? And was not 0082 have to do with the mayor and the committee, or am I wrong on that?
I believe that 0074, it was discussed by a speaker in the meeting that he would like to see it moved to a different portion of the property. But when asked by one of the committee members if he would be okay with it if he did that, he still said, well, he didn't really think he would. So. If Mr. Brandmeier agrees with what I've said here, I believe that's the case. And as far as the mayor, I believe, I don't think that he was in favor, but I'm going to have to ask Mr. Chapman. Mr. Chapman has clarified what he spoke to the mayor about.
I spoke to the mayor this afternoon after receiving a call from the Solar Concern to verify that the mayor was against this. And he said, yes, I am against this, and my constituency is against it, and I still have yet to have one person from Hamel come forward and say they're for it.
Okay, we do have a motion. Do we need any additional discussion? Can we just – is it the pleasure of the county board that we can just vote on this – on the motion to postpone?
Do you need to add something?
No, just that the distinction I think that Nick was trying to make is because several of these were moved or kind of – rearranged, as did the St. Jacob one, which I think you're getting to next.
Yes.
The one that is south of Hamel on 159, they moved that. The one that was north, I think everyone was in favor of.
Yes.
The
yes.
one on the south side of Hamel is the one that has the controversy.
Yes.
Okay, so okay. This is a motion to postpone. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call.
I guess I should probably abstain because I'm, I don't know, maybe not.
Motion carries.
We postponed it?
Yes. Mr. Madison, if you could bring in 82.
Not really what I expected. Okay.
Well, thank you.
On item Z180082, I would ask for postponement on that. It is a solar issue, just like the others, located in St. Jacob. And the party that spoke here tonight is meeting with the city council there tonight and has asked that, since they're going to be discussing it further with St. Jacob, that we postpone it to the January County Board meeting. So I move to postpone.
We have a second?
Second.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I just want to say one thing real quick. This is in my district, and right now I'm adamantly against it going there because the mayor, city council, plan commission are all unified against it. But now we know this meeting kind of sprang up, and they're trying to, I guess, work out a deal right now. So I'm fine with the postponement, but I would really appreciate it if they're not able to work out a deal that just this is pretty much dead on arrival next month, if everybody kind of gets my drift. Because right now they see it as an important aspect of their growth area, and they don't want this interfering with that. But maybe they'll make a deal here in the next hour, and that could change. But so right now I'm okay with postponement.
Any additional discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Ms. Glasper, on behalf of the Public Safety Committee, if you could please submit the monthly license report and then also bring in the resolution.
Yes, Mr. Chairman and fellow board members. Your Public Safety Committee would like to submit its monthly license report, and I ask it to be placed on file. and also the Public Safety Committee, along with Finance and Government Operations, has one resolution, and it's a resolution to award contract for the purchase of services for the Vislink Airborne Video Surveillance Downlink Receive Site Project for the Madison County Sheriff's Department, and I move for its adoption.
Second.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Motion carries. Mr. Chapman, Dr. Chapman, on behalf of the Real Estate Tax Cycle Committee, if you could please bring in the property trustee resolution, I-1.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, on behalf of the Tax Cycle Committee, I bring before you the tax resolution that was unanimously approved, I believe, on Wednesday, December 13th. By the Tax Cycle Committee. I urge your approval, ladies and gentlemen of the board.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. I understand that J-1 did not pass committee, so therefore, if we could go to the Transportation Committee. Mr. McCray, if you could please bring in the items on behalf of the Transportation Committee.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, the Transportation Committee has 8 items for consideration tonight.
The motion carried. I'm sorry. I-1. Sorry. Okay. Forgive me. Go ahead, Mr. McCray.
Okay. The Transportation Committee has 8 items for the board's consideration tonight. We have a final payment resolution for the Heron Bridge in Madison County. We have a report of bids on galvanized corrugated steel pipe. We have reported bids on pre-coated galvanized corrugated steel pipe. We have a resolution for improvement under the Illinois Highway Code. We have a long-range plan for highway improvements in Madison County. We have a resolution providing for the participation in the comprehensive transportation planning under the Southwestern Illinois Planning Commission. We have a report of bids and award of contract for the 2019 County Motor Fuel Tax Maintenance Material Proposal. And we have a report of bids award contract for the 2019 Road District Motor Fuel Tax Maintenance Material Proposal. These were unanimously approved by the Transportation Committee, and I would make a motion for their approval.
We have a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call. Mr. Motion carries. Mr. Wesley, on behalf of the Health Department Committee, if you could please bring in the activities report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to bring in the Health Department activities report to be placed on file.
Thank you.
Also, if I could, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make mention that while I'm new at this, we met for the first time in the month of December, and we have moved our meeting time to Fridays at 10 a.m., first Friday of the month at 10 a.m. here in the administration building. So that may make it convenient for other people to possibly attend, and I just want to make that announcement. Thank you.
Mr. Wesley, you need a motion to approve the minutes of the Health Department?
Well, I'm sorry. I will bring forward a motion to approve the minutes of the Health Department. We meet quarterly, and December is our month to meet. And I would entertain a second, please.
Second.
All those in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I will mention before we go into new business, first of all, I want to say before we go any further, Merry Christmas, because with the last meeting, a lot of discombobulation. I forgot to say Happy Thanksgiving, and I apologize for that. But we do have committee assignments. If I can just go through them, removing Judy Kuhn from institutions, Dalton Gray from institutions, removing Mr. Foster from institutions, evidently not a very popular committee, removing Dalton Gray from real estate tax cycle, removing Don Moore from Sewer Committee, removing Erica Harris from the Sewer Committee, adding Eric Foster to the Sewer Committee, removing Bruce Malone from the Transportation Committee. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Yes, Ms. Harris? If we've done any damage, we can fix it next month.
Do we need a motion on that?
Yes.
No move.
We just said yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Okay. I mean, we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We have new business. Yes, Mr. Moore.
Mr. Chairman, if I could just say a few things about what we talked about tonight with you solar arrays. I talked to the mayor of St. Jacob earlier also. I know about the meeting tonight, and they're definitely opposed to it. I wanted to find out what his reasons were, and he mentioned something about his comprehensive plan for the growth and development of St. Jacob. I looked at our comprehensive plan for the growth and development of Madison County, and our number one goal is agricultural preservation, prevent premature conversion of agricultural lands for other development-related land uses in the rural agricultural corridor. Now, this county earned or produced $83 million from agriculture in the past. I'm just want to kind of like just let everybody know, these arrays, these are big deals. These are 15, 20-acre arrays, not like something, a couple of solar panels in somebody's house. This is a big deal, and there are people that have commented in some of these recommendations tonight that they didn't like the fact that it's going to be next to a house, and they look out their window in some cases and see a large array of solar panels that could have glare in their house, and they some of them definitely feel it could reduce their property value. Anytime we have a county resident that feels their property value is going to be decreased by a decision that's made here in this room, I have to take pause with that. Now, it may only be one or two people, but still, what if it was your house? You may have heard me say this before. If it was my house, I wouldn't want that, a solar array across the street from me.
Okay.
Now, it's not always the case here, but I just think that we need to proceed cautiously on these solar arrays with a company that is a fairly new company, and these arrays are scheduled to be around for 25 years. Are they still going to be in business to dismantle and maintain these over the years and take them away, or is this something that's going to be solar power that the state is subsidizing its companies to come here? They're going to make big bucks and move on, yet the people of Madison County are going to live here for the rest of their lives in a lot of cases. So my only point is that we need to proceed cautiously with these solar arrays in Madison County. Thank you.
Any additional new business? Hearing none, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Mr. Prinzler, one more thing.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Mr. Opposed? Prinzler. Thank you.
Way to go, Doug.
Yeah, it's not yet. It's not. More like, I was like, I'm not.